Good morning, everybody. At the outset, I would like to thank FAO NACA for giving me the opportunity to present the status of Indian feed production and utilization, and I would also like to thank my organization for deputing me here to present the views of at the meeting on regional consultation on responsible production and use of feed and feed ingredients for sustainable growth of aquaculture in Asia Pacific. So I have organized my presentation like this. I have just what is the resource potential of India for aquaculture production, then what is the currently happening in the aquaculture both in freshwater and marine sectors, then what is the status of the feed production in the country both in the freshwater and marine, and what are the different types of feed, then what is the necessity for the going for this, particularly the feed price increase is the one of the important issues I will try to touch upon. Then everybody knows that India is a very agrarian country, lot of plant protein sources are available. So what are all the ingredient sources, how we can tap and how we can use that. In addition to that, major in mainstay in the particularly in the shrimp and marine sector is the fish meal and other marine protein sources. What is the country's production and availability, then other alternate plant proteins, and then what is the scope for newer ingredients to be utilized for sustainable use. Then our own institute, ICR, SIBA, what are the cost-effective feed, what we have developed and how we are working it. I will be highlighting then what is the way for approach for sustainability with it. I will conclude. This is how our organization. So all we know that what is India's rich country, these are all the extensive resources for aquaculture of both freshwater and this one. Here only I wanted to highlight that in addition to that everybody know the main thing is that the inland saline soil of around 9 million hectares is available in India. Now people started exploring this, particularly in the northwestern part of India. The three states compared to Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana. Now this inland, low saline aquaculture has started to come up. So for this feed use is one of the important things. So for sustainable production, we have to think of new type of feed for this inland species cultured in inland saline soil. So in addition to that, India is third in fisheries and second in aquaculture production. And it is a contribution of to GDP is 1%, to the agriculture GDP it is contributing around. So this considerable importance is being given to the fisheries and aquaculture of late. So the freshwater, the Indian aquaculture is mainly dominated by the freshwater aquaculture, particularly the IMC. So even my friend presentation in Bangladesh, many people ask doubt about that, how that 20% protein feed will be. Actually these are Indian major carbs and this is a filter feeder, so normally that is the chance. Lawyer with planktonic feeder that itself would give could be able to give sufficient production. That is why this low level of protein content in the feed. So these are all the major. So Katla, Raghu, Mirgal, these three species are the main species cultured in the freshwater in India. And these are all the species, but at present it is at the very, very minuscule level. So then again, so diversification, that one particular catfish is that here it is the most amenable for formulated feed is the catfish pangasius. So here with this lot of extruded feed has come. Then again, brackish water aquaculture is shrimp farming is the face front of the brackish water aquaculture in the country. Until 2009, tiger shrimp was the main species used for brackish water aquaculture. So we have introduced vanamei in 2009-10. So from that, vanamei has picked up and we have got other fin fishes also, sea bass, mullet, milkfish. In addition to that, cobia and grouper, then mud crab also. These are all the species in brackish water aquaculture. So in India, it's almost around total 4.3 million tons of freshwater fish production. The marine, particularly the species from sea bass, cobia, grouper, and pompano, costing around 90,000 metric tons. In addition to that, crustacean, it is around 0.385 million tons. So total aquaculture was around 4.88 million tons in 2014. So if you look at the percent contribution, IMC and other carbs contributes almost 67% followed by catfish, and shrimp almost contribute around 8% of the total production. So this is very clearly says that freshwater aquaculture is the main, and most of the produce are consumed locally, whereas the marine sector, it is most of them are exported. So if you look at the shrimp industry status, if you look at that in 2010, actually feed industries cattle feed industries started way back in 1965, but shrimp feed industry from the aquaculture started in the early 90s. Whereas in the freshwater, is mostly it is of conventional, but in 2000 middle only it has started for freshwater feed, both pellet as well as extruded feed. If you look at that shrimp industry, it is almost around 7 lakh tons of formulated quality feed is being produced in the country. And if you look at that firms for fish feeds, as I told, fish feed predominantly now, even now, 80 to 85% is dominated by the conventional feeding. So farmers are having the practice, since our major species are Katla, Rogu, Mirgal. So it is a planktonic feeder. Farmers each day, the rice bran is the major ingredient. Along with the rice bran, whatever the plant protein sources available, either ground cake or gingerly oil cake or rapeseed cake, they will mix in the ratio of 3:4:1, and they used to keep it in a perforated gunny bag. These species will come and nibble. So that is a standard practice. But from the 2006, the first extruder plant has come, and people now started using that. So these are all the feed quantities. So totally, so this material is 0.1 million tons of fish feed is being produced. It comprises of both pelleted as well as extruded. In the shrimp here also, there are in the country at present, the installed capacity of production of the formulated quality shrimp feed is around 1.6 million metric tons. There are totally about 30 organized fish shrimp feed mill plants. These are all the major companies. So 5-6 companies almost contributes around 80% of the total production. In addition to that, there are small feed mills also which are ready to customize the fed, or order-made feed also is being produced through the small-scale feed mill. So we are also encouraging the development of small and medium scale feed mill. So this is coming to the ingredient sectors. I know particularly in the brackish water sector, marine protein sources are the mainstay. So in fish meal, previously we used to have import. Nowadays, even in India itself, we are having around more than 25 to 30 organized fish meal plants manufacturing in India, with a production capacity per day ranging from 20 tons to 150 tons. So organized fish meal, this is the small medium capacity with daily to produce, they can produce around 20 tons of fish meal. And this is the organized one daily, they can produce up to 150 tons of fish meal in the country. So these are all the major fish meal companies producing, and that is almost 1 lakh ton of fish meal, even though installed capacity is around 1.5 million tons, around 1,90,000 tons of fish meal is produced in the country, particularly for use in the marine and brackish water aquaculture. So in addition to that, there are two types of fish meal, as I told, produce the fish meal from the pelagic fishes, particularly from the sardine. It is available today. That quality number one grade with 60 to 65% protein. In addition to that, nowadays, the fish processing fish meal is also used from the fish processing waste. You see how it is being produced from the organized plant. So around about 20,000 tons of fish meal is also produced from this type of fish processing waste. So these are all the ways to improve the sustainability. Previously, it was thrown as a waste. Then in addition to that, dry fish is one of the major inputs. So the total landing of the bycatch and the fish is to be around 1.33 million tons per annum. And there are even 176 tons of sun-dried fish meal is available. But here, what we have to make sustainability, this type of, this is rather a quality fish. If it is managed or processed better, we can replace considerable amount of fish meal. Otherwise, this going is here at present, even it is simply thrown on the beach side, and it is being partly going for the poultry feed. So if, instead of that, we have made program, and we have made sensitized and give training program, and even the self-help group, we have organized through government, they have constructed the drying platform. Through that, from straight away from the trash fish, it's being dried properly. Even we have trained them. Otherwise, normally this type of trash fish, it is hardly fetching around 25 to 30 rupees. So if they properly process, almost the price is going to be doubled. So it will become a local employee from converting waste into wealth. That is always livelihood and scope for improvement of sea. This is being properly dried. In addition to that, it is being pulverized through the whatever the material available. Unpowdered material screened, this fish meal is also given as sold as a fish meal. So they like this, we can for improved traditional. In addition to that, in India, there are considerable amount of other marine protein sources also available, particularly this city shrimp, surgical shrimp, around 50,000 tons is available annually. Then mantis, these are all the bycatch from the shrimp trawling. We could, then again, from the squid processing, squid is, everybody knows, it's a very good material, having good attract and good amino acid profile. Considerable amount of squid waste is available. Even we have got some program for converting into the squid waste into squid silage as well as the squid meal. How we can, in addition to that, around 10,000 tons of clam meal is also available. So these are all some of the product from the same. We have trained the farmers or feed mill producers from this to convert, how this control squid silage. This silage can be mixed with any one of the plant proteins like soybean meal, and then this can be, otherwise this could can be always converted into squid paste. Now recently, for the last 2-3 years, considerable amount of fish soluble paste is also produced in the country for use in the shrimp feeds. Then again, coming to the plant protein sources, I know soybean meal, so in the country's production is around 10 million tons, out of the 6 million tons of soybean meal. There are three different types of grades of soybean meal is available in the country. First one is the high-pro soybean meal, which is having more than 50 to 52% protein. This mainly used for a premium grade for a coffee production. It is going. The second one, the soy DVC with the 45% to 48% CP. So this is also used for particularly for aquaculture and poultry. Then the third is also around 40% to 45%. So a lot of soybean crushing plants with modern facilities have come, so they could able to improve the quality, and almost the product is a standard, and it is one of the very good source for aqua feeds. Then other, we are having plenty of other ingredients also in the country. So cottonseed cake mainly is available around 4 lakh tons. Out of that, this is mainly used for particularly cattle and then freshwater fish farming. Then groundnut cake, sesame cake, and rapeseed cake. So each region, there are, we have to utilize this. These are all the locally available ingredients. Based on the availability, there is a scope to utilize it, and presently it is being used for fish feed industry. Not much usage is being done in the shrimp feed. Particularly, this will be mainly in the poultry and fish feed industry. Even sunflower oil cake and copra cake. Then some of the newer ingredients now, this lot of distillery and biofuel plants have come. So poultry industries thought it is a competition for them. Either corn or rice, if they use for biofuel or for starch industry, it is indirectly competing with them. But aquafeed industry, we are happy that the byproduct protein voted from the DDGS and corn is a higher in protein. So these are all the ways that now started industry started using this type of product, like dried distillery grains with soluble. There are two types of protein, the two types of grade, one with 40% to 45% protein and one with 60% protein. So there is always a good scope to use this material, this DDGS, because a lot of material is available. So we have attempted a lot of research. It has got considerable value to be included in the shrimp and fish feeds. Then again, we have got an array of other miscellaneous protein, particularly from the byproducts from the dal and urad dal, black gram dal, and red gram dal. Considerable quantity, around 10,000 to 20,000 tons is available. Here also, this is a good protein source with a good amino acid profile. Wherever possible, we can also try to include, particularly in the fish feeds. Then again, at present, animal proteins, there are meat and bone meal and chicken waste meal, presently not used in the shrimp feed industry, but for the fish feed, particularly pangasius, it is being used. Then again, energy source, if it comes, corn, wheat, rice, so considerable quantity of it is available. Corn is both for human consumption, particularly poultry is the major sector consuming the corn. So these products are always available for use in aqua feeds. Then wheat and rice. In addition to that, other millets, but even millets nowadays, a lot of health importance come, even it as we are competing with human feed. The cost has gone up. Previously, the value was lower. Now it has gone up. So these are all the other energy sources available to be exploited for use in the feed industry. Then here, the most important issue I wanted to highlight here, the shrimp feed. See, if you look at that, in 2009-10, we have introduced the Vanamai. So if you look at that, at that time, the Vanamai price was around hardly 42 rupees. And the monodon feed was around 65 rupees. So everybody thought that Vanamai is more of an omnivorous type. Definitely the feed price will come down because of the less usage of fish meal. But in reality, what had happened? See, in 2000, almost it has stood up, and today's price is around 85 rupees. So this is the major issue where small and medium farmers could not be able to afford to the cost-effective feed. So here, even though it is there, see the price very narrowly they reduced it, then it has become unbearable, and it has definitely made a dent in the profit of the farmers. So this we have to think, what are the ways and means to reduce the cost of the feed? This we have to consider it. And having this at a Central Research Institute, we have got a focused program on feed development, and we have developed a locally available cost-effective feed for Vanamai. This feed is available to the farmer at ₹55 per kg against the commercial feeds available at 85 kg. So this is what we have demonstrated in the different maritime states. We could able to convince the farmers through our demonstration. This is where feed is being produced. This is our feed mill, where pilot scale feed mill, big farmers, they could able to establish this type of feed mill. So this is actually the ring die pellet mill, how it is being produced for shrimp feed. So this is because of the demonstration, a lot of entrepreneurs came forward. They have made a MOU, a public-private partnership mode. They have signed a MOU with us. And then we have established this type of deal. This year alone, we have given consultancy or transfer of technology to 6 different entrepreneurs with a feed mill of capacity of 1 to 2 tons per hour. Our basic concept to reduce the cost, this type of location specific local, for example, each 500 hectare shrimp farming area, this type of one type of feed mill, it will allow, he should not transport it. So the farmer can directly come and source, so that the level of middleman or other agents can be avoided, so that the cost, this is a big, through this way, through use of local ingredients and reducing the marketing network, we could be able to reduce the cost. So this model is being successful. Already 4 mill feed mills have come. It is available for the farmers to use. And recently in Andhra Pradesh, we have commercially launched that. and it has come in and it has been published in the most of the dailies also, and it has, our brand is called Vanamai Plus, and we have got expertise for the larval feed also, the capacity both for spironizer as well as the microparticulated feed we can develop. So this is why I'm highlighting this at the regional level, this type of even human HRDR training we can integrate with among member countries, particularly for larval feeds and even broodstock feed. We have got broodstock feed. Our institute, we have bred sea bass, milkfish, chanas, the then cobia. Through that other, we have got specific feed for each of the species, these specialty feeds for it is available in the country. Then in addition to that, we are seeing in the farm-made feed, one of the scope, particularly in the polyculture and then freshwater treatment, particularly in the states of West Bengal and then Kerala. This is offering a very good scope. So here, the farmers, the poor farmers who cannot afford whatever the ingredients available, we have got the technology package. Even if we could able to get with the investment of 4 lakh, a farmer can produce daily around 150 to 200 kg of feed. Through that, this becomes successful, and the many of the farmers started using this. So with this, I want to conclude that food from aquatic origins are increasingly recognized as health promoting foods, and there will be a demand for aquaculture in India. At present, most of the shrimp is being exported, but now people started, local consumption started increasing. So freshwater fish, even though there is mainly it is based on the conventional feeding with the locally available rice bran with any one of the plant proteins, it is rapidly transforming into the market. So at present, around 15% of the feed is being given by both extruded and pelletary for their convert to feed. So there is a great potential. Feed production would continue to increase. And here, the policy is required for controlling the feed price. And it should be based on the input based. I think here in this region, it is there. But in India, this will be unregulated. The feed, each month, it has gone. So there is a requirement of policy, and it should be directly related to the what is the input cost that we go to recommend. Then scope for improved utilization of trash species, how it can be very effectively utilized by using the trash fish, and fish meal inclusion level has been reduced significantly, and considerable options for use of alternate available. Then opportunity for use of byproducts from the biofuel and distillery industries. And there one more, this scope for increased ingredient, particularly the microalgae, marine micro and macro algae. Then quality standards as such, you know, because in India country, we could able to continue to sustain the Vanamai production because of our strong, strict quarantine policies. And even there are, even as a ministry, under Ministry of Agriculture, Coastal Aquaculture Authority, you know, it is very strict only that broodstocks are imported only from the permitted firms. And it is monitoring. There is a, then even that input has to be certified. Then we have done a lot of research on fish meal replacement. So India being a major agrarian country, there are considerable amount of resources are available for using. So there is a way for sustainable aqua feed industry in the years to come. So with this thing, I thank everyone. Actually, this is my institute where this is the research station. It is exactly, actually our research lab is in the center city. This is around 40 kilometers of the city where hatchery for both all the finfish, sea bass and milkfish, mullet, and then shrimp hatchery also. In addition to that, our feed mill is also located in the east coast of India, particularly in the southern coast. So thank you for everybody for the patient hearing. Thank you.